Kentucky real estate headlines. KY Barn Dominium Permits, What Real Estate Pros Should Know. A new guide outlines the building permits required for traditional homes and barn dominiums in Kentucky to ensure compliance with local codes. Real estate professionals advising clients on custom builds or land purchases need to understand permitting timelines and requirements that can affect closings and project feasibility. Review the permit checklist at https://buildmax.com/permits do you need to build a house in Kentucky/ to better guide buyer and seller conversations. Kentucky real estate headlines. New KY Property Records tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Kentucky-specific portal for searching property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in KY can cut due diligence time by accessing consolidated property data without toggling between multiple county systems. Add http://kentucky.propertychecker.com/ to your closing checklist for faster title and ownership verification. Kentucky real estate headlines. Warren County PVA office under Joshua R. Hardy serves KY property professionals. The Warren County Property Valuation Administrator's office, led by Joshua R. Hardy, maintains the official property assessment records for the county. Accurate property assessments from the PVA directly affect listing prices, tax liabilities, and transaction negotiations for real estate professionals working in Warren County KY. Verify current assessment data and appeal deadlines at warrenkeyva.com/ before closing your next Warren County deal. Kentucky real estate headlines. Kenton County PDS streamlines building permits with new online portal. Planning and Development Services of Kenton County now accepts all building, zoning, planning, and subdivision permit applications through a single online submission portal. KY real estate professionals can expedite transactions and avoid project delays by guiding clients through this centralized digital process instead of in-person filings. Access the portal and required building checklists at ht://.pdskc.org/services, one-stop-shop/building-permit/. Kentucky real estate headlines. Jefferson County PVA rolls out property search tool for KY agents. Jefferson County PVA has launched an online property search form to look up property records. KY real estate professionals can quickly access Jefferson County property data to support valuations, listings, and client due diligence. Bookmark http://jeffersonpva.ky.gov/property search for fast Jefferson County property lookups. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of KY cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone. Knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most KY jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.